Welcome. Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program, and we cover many issues, but within the context of consciousness, spirituality, and health. And today we are celebrating Mother Earth Day. It's a wonderful time because it is the spring equinox. Everything is coming alive. And we have an opportunity to really connect with our beautiful Earth Mother. And she is the being that is integral to who we are, what we are, our capacity to be and live and grow and flourish on our planet within our lives. But of course, we have some responsibilities to ensure that our sweet Earth also has an opportunity to flourish. And there's a lot that we can do in that regard. But that's not really what today's program is about. Today, I want to connect more to that intimate relationship we have with our planet and the resources that she provides for us. And we're going to be hearing an interview with Gudrun Penselin. And she is a wonderful author. She's also created some DVDs. And her book, Healing Spirituality, A Practical Guide to Understanding and Working with Bach Flowers, will be the focus of today's excerpt from actually a longer conversation. But this is really the bulk of it and the essence of it, because she really talks to us about how we can connect deeply into ourselves, into our truth, by using the healing essences of Earth. And she speaks to us about Bach flowers and how they were created and how we can use them to really transform our lives. And I feel that this really does put a highlight on this relationship that we have an opportunity to cultivate through some of the tools that various leaders and healers have created here on the planet. But before going to that, I want to share a piece of music with you. And this is a lovely piece of music. It's called The Sunrise Prayer by Douglas Spotted Eagle. And it's a lovely indigenous presentation. And it allows us to really think, or at least for me, to think about this relationship we have with Earth and how we can have a new beginning, a new dawning of this relationship as more and more of us come into full understanding of our deep, deep connections of spirit through humanity and our mother planet. So here is Sunrise Prayer.
Thank you.
And that was the beautiful song of Sunrise Prayer by Douglas Spotted Eagle. Our opening theme music is called Frog Dancing, and that's by David Anthony Clark. And now we're going to hear, we're going to hear an interview with Gudrun Penselin. And Gudrun is a really beautiful healer, and she says that, you know, she has joy and passion in encouraging others on their healing journey to support them in unfolding to their full potential. And she's filled with gratitude when she watches her clients and students leave her office feeling empowered and stronger, filled with hope, and carrying a big smile on their face. And I present this to you with the hope that you will definitely get a deeper insight into Bach Flowers, as well as the work of Gudrun Penselin. So let's listen to our interview.
My guest is Gudrun Penselin, and Gudrun has a master's in education. She's a clinical herbal therapist and a Bach Flower practitioner. And today we're going to be talking about her new book called Healing Spirituality, a practical guide to understanding and working with Bach flowers. And we're also going to revisit the premium, the Herbal Pharmacy for Everyone, a step-by-step guide to creating your own herbal preparations. And this is by Gudrun Penselin and Adrienne Delanda. And Adrienne is a naturopathic doctor and traditional Mexican healer. Here today, we're going to be offering you an opportunity to be self-empowered. While everyone is talking about health care, whether we're not going to have health care and what this all means, the truth of it is the care that we most need is the care we can give ourselves. And we can be empowered very deeply through the work that we're offering you today. So I want to say hello and welcome to Gudrun Penselin. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello, Catherine. Thank you for inviting me to give me an opportunity to share my passion and inspire you and everybody to take charge of their own well-being and giving them some simple tools to how to go about it.
Exactly. And this is wonderful because it's so healthy to be able to create and grow and make remedies and dry and do these preparations for ourselves. Gudrun, tell me a little something about this work that you're doing at Bach Flowers. Now, the really powerful thing about this book is that it does have color pictures of all of the different flowers or grains or however, whatever we might want to use, so people can really recognize what they're looking for. And in the Herbal Pharmacy, in the second DVD, you actually have a segment where you're teaching people how to make Bach flower remedies, how to actually harvest the flowers and create these essences. So it's a very powerful duo. Tell us a little something about Bach flowers and why is the book called Healing Spirituality?
Okay, well, first of all, I think I need to explain where Bach flowers system, where the system of healing comes from or originated, and what really is the essence of it. In 1886, there was Edward Bach. He was born in England, and throughout his life, he always was driven to support people in, and not only people, but also nature in healing, and he was really interested in well-being and easing suffering. So as he went through life and became a medical doctor, a very successful medical doctor, he did a lot of research and was in charge of different hospital wards in London. But he was increasingly getting discouraged with the form of medicine that he was taught. He felt that it was missing the mark. He saw how it seldom provided true healing. So, for example, if we have arthritis, mostly we are being prescribed a painkiller and an anti-inflammatory, and then people believe they are being healed. But it's not being healed. It's more like masking the symptoms. We're becoming more functional and then getting more side effects from the medication in the long run. He was not very pleased with that. He didn't like the approach, that it was often very painful and really did not offer long-lasting healing. So even though he was extremely successful, in the end, he went back to nature where he used to spend a lot of his childhood and his youth. He, in fact, actually burned all of his research findings. He smashed all his laboratory equipment, left everything behind, and went into Wales, where he was drawn to spend time with the plants. And with one lady's help, Nora Weeks, she was very fundamental in his work, he started to communicate with plants, connect to plants, and realizing that every flower, every plant has its own personality. And during his study as a medical doctor, he realized that our digestive flora in our gut is directly related to our personality profile. So a lot of his observations came through his medical practice, the different personalities and how we are responding to disease and so on. But he knew that there was a simpler form of healing, and that's when he was drawn to the plants and he dealt with the flowers, because the flowers hold everything, the potential, healing potential, personality of every plant. So that's what he was drawn to, and then he developed the system after testing, some people say, thousands of flowers to a system. He came to a system with 38 flowers. One of them is actually not a flower. It's a rock water. It's a water. And every water, every plant, every flower essence is correlating to certain personality types and certain situations. And he felt that if we want to heal, we need to take the emotional aspect, our personality, into consideration in order to be able to provide true healing. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense to me. And I think that people might not get this, but there are actually clinical studies that have shown that Bach flowers indeed do work.
Yes, they are. And let me give you some examples to make it a little easier to understand. Depending on our personality, we respond or react in the same situation in a different way. For example, when we are by the ocean and we watch people going swimming, some people will just run in regardless of water temperature or potential dangers under the water. The next person goes in and tiptoes the toe in and out and in and out. Another person will wander in and to the knees and start splashing a little bit of water over them. The situation is exactly the same. They all want to go swimming. And everybody, depending on their personality and their previous experiences in life, they deal with the situation that is unique to them. So that's one thing to recognize. And when we talk about, for example, disease processes, we could have two people with exactly the same disease process. They could get the same nutrition. They would technically have almost identical blood work. They would have the same people taking care of them. And one would get better and the other one wouldn't. Some people like to draw attention to them when they are sick. Other people try to minimize the situation and live more like a hermit. So our personality has a lot to do with how we are responding to situations. And these Bach flowers, the whole idea in the long run is to help us deal with our personality, with our challenges, and overcome limitations that hold us back from all who we are. Because Bach really believed that it is vital that we live our life in accordance to, he liked to say, in harmony with our soul or with our purpose. And as long as we listen and have this connection to this inner voice, we are able to deal with whatever is coming at us in life. But it becomes harder if we stray from this. So there are different aspects, different levels of these Bach flowers. One, they help us to free ourselves from limitations so we can live closer to our soul purpose. And two, they help us overcome any kind of fears or limitations as well that hamper us in our healing process.
Well, see, I know this very well because I work in energy medicine as well. And one of the things that I have seen again and again is that people's emotional state very often determines the outcome of their challenge. And whatever people might be holding on to, it could be past things, it could be triggers and how they are engaging emotionally with their challenge, it just makes all the difference. And this is true even for those of us who are healthy. It's really, as you say, our emotions and our thoughts that generally gum up the works and keep us from fulfilling our dreams and really moving forward with whatever mission we come into the world with, and really even just to be joyful in our life. And it's really important that this is a subtle science, but people can begin to really see the depth and the subtleties of who we are as human beings. And also this beautiful relationship that we as humans have with nature. Would you like to speak a bit about your perspective? Because I know you do a lot of work between the herbs and the Bach flowers. What is this relationship that humanity is really meant to have with nature?
Okay, before I get into that, Catherine, I just want to point out that a lot of people probably have heard about the rescue remedy, and that is a combination of five of the flower essences that helps people to deal with stressful situations. And I always travel with it. I never leave home without it, and it truly has been a lifesaver for me, for my children, and for my clients as well as pets. They can benefit from it too. So that's just another point for people to help them relate to those flower essences, because a lot of people are aware of rescue remedy. So the importance of nature to me is the one fundamental component where we really have to work towards is that we understand ourselves as a very, we as human beings understand ourselves as a very small part in the whole web of life, and not as so often as being done, like we are being seeing ourselves as the center of the universe. And that is a very big mistake as far as I'm concerned. We are part of nature. We are all coming from the same life force. The life force that works within us, around us, with us, is the same life force that is nurturing the plants and the animals and all of nature. And so we are all connected. And this is one thing we really, really have to come to understand. And since, I think, probably over 20 years already in Japan, they actually have a science that they call the forest science, where they understand how important it is to spend time outside. Actually, the plant world is continuously communicating with each other, but they are also communicating with us through certain chemicals, through molecules that they are continuously releasing into the air. And it has been proven scientifically that if we spend a few hours a day among the trees, these molecules will actually stimulate our immune system. We will be producing a certain type of cell in higher frequencies, and not only will we produce those cells from the immune system in higher abundance, but they are also becoming more active. And these are scientific studies where they actually have measured the changes in the blood. They have measured changes in the urine when it comes to releasing stress hormones when we are in nature. So we are an integral part. And to me, I'm always amazed to see again and again how nature continues to provide for us despite the abuse that Mother Earth has to bear these days.
This is so true. And very often in the practice that I do with Qigong is based on traditional Chinese medicine. It has a lot to do with nature and with the directions and with the plants and with the elements and working with those energies. And I feel that the Bach flowers are a very powerful way of working with these energies. Can you tell us about how easy it is to apply these remedies? How do people go about taking them?
Yeah, very simple. That's a nice thing too, and extremely safe. Anybody can use them at any stage of their lives, young, old, plants. Anybody can benefit from them. And the easiest, of course, is if you have a health food store in your area where you can purchase the certain flower remedies that you might be working with or might want to work with, and then you just ingest them. You can take them in water, you can take them in coffee, anything you drink, but you can also apply them externally. You can add them to the bath water. You can make a hand wash, a foot bath with it, any way you can think about, externally or internally. There are no limitations. And and you can't do anything wrong. That's the beauty about it as well. The challenging part will be for people who have never had any exposure to find out which remedies are the ones that might be useful for them. There are seven different categories that Bach has developed, and those different categories are dealing with some people. For example, what we have in these categories is people who have a challenge living in the present moment. Some people are dreamers, some people are of the future, some people hang on to the past. So there are certain flowers that will fall into that category. There's a sense of security, people who are afraid. Sometimes we are almost terrified, sometimes we don't know what it is. So every category has a certain number of flowers in them. And the book that I have written has taken Edward Bach's work into our times, because times have been changing. He developed the Bach flowers in the early 1900s. And so I have just taken his information and moved it a little bit more into our times. And the book would help people to actually make some of the choices in regard to what flower they might want to work with.
And that's what I really like about this book, is that it is chapter and verse to teach us how to understand Bach flowers, but also how to go into some depth to choosing which one is appropriate for us. If you don't mind, I'm going to read the 7 categories for people. It's sense of security or fear, sense of certainty and self-worth as a result of trust in inner knowing to those who suffer uncertainty. 3 is staying focused in the present and all that you know, and or insufficient interest in present circumstances. 4 is nurture and support sense of trust and belonging, and this is to remedy loneliness. 5 is strength to stay focused and true to one's own ideals, oversensitivity to influence the ideas from others. And that 6 is encouragement and contentment with heightened capacity for spiritual knowledge. And it's the remedy for despondency and despair. And 7 is living in synchronized balance and understanding of the highest heart-woven truth. And it remedies overcare for welfare of others. And of course, rescue remedy is the sort of the master remedy that you can use. It's clarity and strength for inner peace, and it's for stress and trauma. Now, I have used rescue remedy, and I do have it in my collection at home. And what it does, I've used it even like after an injury, not that I... because I had the sublingual type. And so I put it, I had an injury when I was doing sports more actively. And it really just calmed everything down and allowed me to move through the situation in a way that was much more peaceful and, you know, without the real stress and worry of that injury. But it can
be because it's
anything.
A combination of 5 flowers that help you to stay focused in the moment. So when we have a stressful situation, sometimes people have the tendency to faint. And so it prevents this. It will not change the actual situation, but it will give us the tools on the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual, and the physical level to deal with the situation in a way that we are calm and collected, we are present, and it's not going to be a trauma that is stopping us in the future from being all who we are. Because if we are getting bit by a dog, most likely it will trigger some fear that will stay with most of us, that we are afraid of dogs. But when we work with the rescue remedy, it has the Star of Bethlehem in there as one of the flower essences that will help us in our physical being, in our mind, to understand that this was an isolated situation. Mm-hmm. And so we are not being held hostage or being afraid of dogs in future. And this is where the calmness and the focus is coming from.
Yeah, and what's really interesting in the book is that you have a section when you're talking about the discovery of the Bach flowers, and it goes from 1930 on until 1936. And I'm not going to read all of the plants, but I find it so interesting that they're so specific, like the use for cheerful facade, subservient, self-doubt, possessiveness, selfishness, mental escapism, despondency, irritation, fear and shyness, terror, indecision, over-enthusiasm, and pride. And that was like in the early part. And then it goes on to talk about hopelessness, loneliness, self-centeredness, struggling, never giving up, exhaustion, lack of flexibility, desire to influence others, and uncertainty or lack of direction. And then it goes on to have more purpose, undefined fear, intolerance, irrational thoughts, hysteria, repetition of mistakes, self-disgust, burden of responsibility, hatred, jealousy, suspicion, homesickness, nostalgia, living in the past, procrastination, lack of confidence, unexplained depression, guilt, anxiety for others, shock and sorrow, despair, adjustment, worry, apathetic resignation, and resentment. And this is like a complete list of why things go off in our life. And if we could begin to have an impact on all these levels, I can't imagine how powerful that could be in anybody's life. And I think that's really the true value of this book, is that it really does give you specific information on what Bach flower one might seek out. And as you go into the various flowers or herbs, however they might be characterized, vines, you know, they might come from different categories of the plant kingdom. But in your book, you have this beautiful color photograph, and then there's a message, and then you go into the focus, the category, even the chakras that they have an impact on, the colors, and a number. Can you explain the system that you're describing to people for each of these remedies?
Yes. Certainly. I just want to inject one more example here. For example, that one of my children, when she was sick as a younger child, we would mix up, I would mix up the Bach flowers, and she would go through, you know, lots of it. There were 25 milliliter bottles, and she would maybe go through half of it in half an hour. And then she was done with it, and she tapered off and would only take it occasionally. But it would really help her to get through the disease process much faster and much easier. And so what I've done with this book, actually in 1998, I published a deck of cards called Bach Flowers Unfolding, and I was going to revise it into the second edition, and instead have been encouraged by numerous sources to turn the deck of cards into the book, which, you know, I'm holding in my hand right now. And so what I have done here is I've taken the information that I already provided with the cards and moved it into our times. So I've channeled, I've connected to the spirit of the plant, and the plant has given me some information. And so that's the message. For example, if you look at crab apple is specific for people who require cleansing on some kind of level. And so crab apple says, I, crab apple, cleanse all levels of your being by radiating the essence of light and synchronized balance inside of you, allowing you to shift your focus, embrace who you are, and heal. And so then it also gives the main focuses for the flower, shifting focus, cleansing, and lightness. Sometimes we get obsessed with small things, so it will create a lightness and put our focus on the things that are really relevant in life. And then the category that Catherine just read out before, it belongs to the category of despondency and despair, and it will help to encourage us with contentment, with heightened capacity for spiritual knowledge. Then it has specific focuses on certain chakras. It brings forward certain colors and a number. Everything is vibrational frequency. Everything vibrates. And so the colors have a certain vibrational frequency, and of course our chakras as well. And so I've channeled this information, and then this followed by two paragraphs, which one is giving the description of what a person may be dealing with, and it could be an isolated issue in life. If I have a difficulty making a decision about something, that could be just something small, or it could be something that, if I'm always dealing with feelings of inadequacies or fears, or I'm always worried about people or friends, that's more of an underlying personality trait. So the first paragraph will describe that blocked state, and the second paragraph gives the information of the flower that it can do to help us move to.
Excellent. And just as I was doing some research on this topic, you can really find a lot by just doing the research. I found a document of 5 clinical studies demonstrate the effectiveness of flower essence therapy in the treatment of depression. So this is really important, I think, because as you're saying that these remedies deal with the healing of our spirituality, it really deals with our own essence and getting to the deepest part of who we are and helping to remedy those things that have gone amiss in our life. And we don't always even know where it comes from, but if you understand the situation that you're in, you can find a remedy that would be able to help.
And that was our segment with Gudrun Penselin. And she is a very, very beautiful human being. I had a chance to actually meet her in person. She lives in Canada, but she was down in the city at one point, and I was able to meet her, and I've interviewed her several times. She was born in Germany, migrated to the American side of the world, and now lives in Canada. And she has her own private practice. She goes, talks to people about their particular situation. She does make remedies, so they're very clean and very pure. And I really just feel that this is someone that really deserves to be supported, to so that we know who she is and what she's doing, because it's also an opportunity for us to create a healing for our own selves, for our own beings, for our families, for our children. Flowers are very, very safe. It's really just you go and harvest the herbs and the flowers and the vines and the various parts of the plant that you want to use. And you use implements because you don't want to actually touch it with your own hands, so you don't put your energy into it. And then you simply drop the flowers into a bowl of water and allow the essence of the flower to seep into the water. And then it's the water that becomes the Bach flower remedy. And we, many of us, do realize that water itself is a communication. It's a way of really moving information. It's a very powerful and very healing element of the earth. And our bodies simply are primarily made of water. I believe it's as much as 75%. So when we use remedies such as this, these subtle remedies, they're able to shift energetically at a very deep level because it is going through the most subtle channels of transforming and transferring that information. And this is just very powerful for us to consider as a potential action we can take to heal ourselves. And also the reason I wanted to play this interview today is because I want to really illustrate how powerful our connection is to our beautiful Mother Earth, that we are so deeply connected in so many ways. And, you know, Gudrun spoke about how important it is to be in nature and how there have actually been studies that tell us when we are in nature, it actually can change our physiology to a degree that could actually be measured. So most of us don't really need to measure it because we can feel it. You can feel it when you're walking through a wooded area, even if it's in your local park, or if you're sitting by the water, a beach nearby you, and just feeling the energy of the water and the movement and the sounds and, you know, the way your body can be oxygenated and relieved and released. And so this is such a precious resource, our water, beaches, our waters, our forests. And I'm hoping that everyone who is tuned in right now will begin to pay attention and to become active in the advocation of the health of Mother Earth. We look at the water protectors who went through great tribulation to try to protect their waters from the pipelines, the Dakota Access pipelines. And actually there are communities all over the world trying to protect Earth from these oil pipelines. And if you look into it, you'll see that in areas where they're doing fracking, which is another disruption of the Earth, these communities have been increasing in earthquakes tenfold, 50-fold sometimes, where they're having 10 and 20 earthquakes a month, some areas. And so I understand this drive for employment and jobs, and I understand the drive for energy, and I also even can see where people are just looking for to build their own financial resources of their companies and corporations. But I think we need a majority of us as humans on the earth to really stand up to defend our beloved resource, our environment, our very life, really, because we are the earth. Just like an apple tree apples and creates apples, the earth in many ways, along with everything else, creates humans because we couldn't exist without it. The elements of our body are the elements of the earth, and the life force that we have is, in measure, comes from the earth itself, sustained by the earth. And in our physical body, we're this union of spirit and physicality. And even though over eons of time we've been taught to disregard the body, to disregard the earth, it's time for us to heal these ideas, these notions that we can exist without that connection to the world in which we live, and really begin to understand that the earth is us and we are the earth. We are a combined being, a combined entity, a combined soul. There's a deep connection, and I would even suggest that some of the anxieties we feel are the disruptions on the earth, because we feel those disruptions on an energetic level. And so I just want to encourage us to really honor that and to really spend time in nature. Just a week or so ago, I did an interview, not an interview, I did a walk. I was feeling, you know, kind of out of sorts with myself, no understanding of why. So I ended up going out for a walk, and I ended up sitting on a bench. I didn't even really go to the park, but I just sat in front of this beautiful tree that had this wonderful energy and went into this exercise, this meditation with the tree. And what came of it was healing. I could really feel the energy of this tree radiating out and permeating the cells of my body. I could feel myself falling into a calm rhythm of my breath. And as I was doing that exercise, those things that were very deep inside that were causing me to feel out of sorts began to come to the surface. And I was able to come to a better understanding truly of what was going on. And how big it was that I was really feeling not just my own expression or experience of disruption and sorrow, but I was feeling connecting to my ancestors and feeling how they felt during the times of in this country and in other countries being conquered. What does it feel like to lose your culture, your language, your connection, the sacred connection to the earth? And I believe that at this time, as we are moving through this new region of the photon belt and the energies of the earth are uplifting and moving into a fifth density consciousness, part of our healing and part of our transforming the vibration of our own bodies is to make this deep connection to Mother Earth. And think also that Earth is everywhere. It's wonderful to go out and sit by a tree. It's wonderful to go to the beach. It's wonderful to go into a park or a forested area and commune with nature. But remember, nature is in your apartment. Nature is you. Nature is the air you breathe. And what you can do is just bring yourself into a peaceful countenance and just allow yourself to be calm and talk to Mother Earth and welcome her and invite her to make herself present within you, within your awareness, within your consciousness. And as you begin to make that connection, you will begin, you will feel it. When I come out of the subway, if I'm coming home, and it's usually more powerful in the evening as the sun is going down or if the sun is down, but I can really feel the energy of the trees on my street. I can really feel the energies of the various gardens. And it's really, it's a subtle thing, but it's a little bit like walking through the Garden of Eden. If we can begin to bring our focus back to Mother Earth, then we begin to be imbued with that essence of love and peace and healing that is emanating from nature. And then we begin to allow our bodies to actually resonate, to vibrate in harmony with that. And the nature becomes for us like a tuning fork. And we can simply allow our vibration to become attuned to the vibration of nature. And as that happens, our vibration of our physical body becomes less dense. It elevates. And as that happens, we begin to move into a process of healing, which could be detoxing, which could be relaxing, which can be opening up to a level of our conscious vibration that we may have been blocked from. And so nature itself is such a powerful healer that I encourage you to begin to engage. And also, I wanted to remind you that Gudrun Penicillin's book, Healing Spirituality, A Practical Guide to Understanding and Working with Bach Flowers, Gudrun Penicillin, and it's GudrunPenicillin, and she is has a Master of Education, and I believe a Master of Psychology. She is very well versed, but what's really special is that she has been doing this for 30 years, creating this relationship with nature, creating these products, Bach Flower products, and actually moving into such a heightened state of connection that she channels from nature and brings forth their messages. And that's really what you see in the book itself, with these images, with the message that's coming from the flowers. You could actually gaze at the image and read the message and begin to receive the subtle energies of these flowers. And for those of you who want to go further, I would encourage you to connect with Gudrun herself. She has a website. It's rainbowhealing.ca. rainbowhealing.ca, and you can go to that website, and her email is Gudrun, G-U-D-R-U-N, at rainbowhealing.ca, and you can connect with email, or you can go to the website and check out all the things that she's doing. She is the author of this book, Healing Spirituality, A Practical Guide to Understanding and Working with Bach Flowers. And she has another book called Healing with Bach Flower Mandalas. And what that is it's a book with the images, and you color them in. And that's how, in that process, it helps you to heal on that subtle level. And she has also created a 2-DVD set called Herbal Pharmacy for Everyone with Anthony DeLanda. And what that does is it teaches you how to make not just Bach flowers, but a whole series of different kinds of herbal remedies. So it's a really just a beautiful thing, and I invite you to check it out for yourself. But remember that you can, without spending a penny, walk into a park or into a botanical garden and sit by a tree and gaze at the tree, take it in, and allow that to be your meditation. Allow that to be the thing that's going to help you to find balance and healing within your life. And offer your light to the earth. Send your love to the earth, to beautiful Mother Gaia. Send light into those regions that are being disrupted and harmed by the corporate forces in our planet, but also get active. Get involved with the movement, this new movement of really becoming a water protector, become an earth protector, and see what you can do to make a difference, either through your signatures on petitions, through your protests, through your lobbying in Congress. We have to do everything that we can to preserve and protect our Mother Earth, because that is also how we can preserve and protect our own very lives. So I encourage you to do that, to engage. And remember, if you want to connect, I have some links that will take you directly to Gudrun Pencilin's page. If you go to the PRN.FM website and look for the archive page of Heart of Mind Radio, you can download the show, listen to it again, and send a link to your friends. Really begin to open up this conversation within your circles. That what can you do? Maybe you have a group of friends who can get together and work together on some of these issues. But we have to do something. We can't allow the world to be taken backwards by an administration that refuses to recognize that there are real issues in terms of our environment that we need to deal with. So going forward, I also wanted to remind all of you who do want to connect with me personally, you can do that also by going to the archive page, Heart of Mind Radio at PRN.FM. Just click on the archive page, and you'll see how to connect with me either by phone, the various websites, and I do have a monthly newsletter that you can connect to as well. So I want to also remind you that I still have an ongoing Qigong series in up through the end of April, and then again we'll be heading into May and June. So it'll be going on throughout the summer for the most part at Studio Maya, 603 Bergen Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11238. That's between Carlton and Vanderbilt Avenues, and that's from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. And we may be changing the time a half hour earlier once May comes around. So check back with me to find out more about this. And we work to restore vitality, lubricate joints, stretch your muscles, ease your mind, let go of body tension, and awaken a natural state of inner peace. And Qigong is based on traditional Chinese medicine, Taoism, and other forms of healing traditions from China. Ancient China, and but there's a lot of science for this as well, a lot of research studies that prove its efficacy. Starting in May, at some point in May, we'll be doing our classes outside in the parks, so you'll have that opportunity to combine nature and the actual breath movement practice of Qigong. And I want to invite you to check that out. You can, if you want to go to a website, try qigongonline.net, QIGONGONLINE.net. And I want to thank you for joining this show, Heart of Mind Radio, over the Progressive Radio Network. And we're now on at 6 p.m. on Saturdays. So put that in your calendar and you can come back and listen to the show. Or you can always go in, do the podcast thing, download the show, and enjoy it at your leisure when you go to the PRN.FM. And I am really loving the work, this work, and sharing and growing and learning through this communication we have with each other. And I want to invite you to stay connected. Stay connected with me, certainly. Stay connected with each other. And consider that it's very possible that you have something to offer as well. I'm very open to working with people who are doing the good work, who are every day in their lives the unsung heroes. And I know very often you wouldn't say that about yourself, but if you're doing something, if you're committed to helping people to heal, if you're working in community in some fashion, if you are a musician, because music is also very healing, if you're doing something enlightening the world. I would love to engage with you in conversation, and we can do that either through my blog. And the blog is bodyascension.wordpress.com. You'll also find a link on the Heart of Mind page where we can have an actual ongoing conversation. For those of you who have a practice, and I actually have several people who have connected with me, and we're working on putting together a show to highlight their work, send me a proposal. If you have something you'd like to share, or maybe you want to connect with people so that they can support your work, I think that that's worthy and something we all need. Send an email, if that's what you would like to do, to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Of course, anyone who has any questions about this program or about myself or the practice that I do, the energy healing and teaching practice, you can send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And for those who want to know something more specific, something more of an emergency, you could always call, leave a message to 347-480-1694. And I have to say that email is sometimes a better route, but if I don't return your message immediately or within a reasonable time, please call back, because I have a lot of irons in the fire and it's easy for me to lose track. And it is my sincere desire to get back to you in good timing, but I would ask you to be diligent as well in making that connection so it can be a real connection. So this is so important. We could all do this together and with each other. And I want to thank you for joining me today. And I want you to have a wonderful week and go out into the world for today. Get it connected and begin to harmonize your life, because as we do this individually, we harmonize the greater world through our collective consciousness and our one divine soul that has a connection into the one source. So thank you, and please have a wonderful, wonderful week, and stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network. Bye for today, and hello for now.